This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've started this new thing. It's kind of, and we may still do it at some point today, but it's like news or nope. We kind of take the headlines of the day. Tiak and Aaron both try to
win.
Mm-hmm. Vie for your affection.
Sort of. And so it's just the stories we wouldn't normally cover. You know, it's like we don't have enough time to cover whatever. It's hard to do news or nope without talking about today's date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but is it? Because like I woke up this morning and got two kids ready for school. I get them ready. They're teenagers, but like zero recognition on their faces. Like September 11th means literally nothing to either of my children. Noah was born in 06.
Wow.
Mia was born in 2010.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. So, and there's probably a lot of people out there There is a lot of people out there who were born afterwards.
Correct. But didn't you learn about it in school? Still?
Yeah, it's absolutely in the history books.
But
do they skip that chapter? No.
I don't know. I mean, I think they know, but it's like, they don't, like, when you saw the date this morning, like, I don't know if you look at your phone first thing, what did it, like, for me, it just was like, wrong, like, just, but it's visceral memories of that specific day.
Mm.
I have a visceral reaction when I saw on my car it says September 11th on the date, and it just seeing that has more of a visceral reaction, not necessarily memories because I was younger when it happened. I remember it, but just I remember more that time period, I guess, of just like afterwards. And I remember being scared as a kid and seeing it on TV and coming home and being scared, like, you know, our house is next, which is
Did you really think that?
I did, yeah.
You thought planes were going to hit your house.
I thought something was going to happen, yeah, because it was like we had no idea. I had no way to grasp what was happening.
Right.
Because I was so young. And it just felt like this is now the world is scary.
How old would you have been? This is so weird to talk about.
I was 10.
Oh, my God.
I would have just turned 10.
Okay. And Aaron, you were?
6, I think.
You guys, I was already doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
What? At 14?
Yes! I was an indentured servant for Greg and Bo.
Wow.
So you remember, so it was like a big day, because you had to ditch programming and cover it, or like, what did you do?
We were downtown Denver at the time. Our studios were downtown Denver. We were on the 23rd floor. You thought something was going to hit your house?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We're on the 23rd floor of an iconic building downtown. We were like, let's get out of here.
Right.
Mm. Because no one knew what was going on. Where if there was a next, where was next? Like what was going on? Because I do remember they had the TV on because a plane hit the building. And then,
do you remember thinking, like, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to say we were doing a show, and like we did a weather hit with a newscast, a local chick named Amy Freeze, and she's gone on to be one of the big weather people for NBC, I believe.
That's a great name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, she was on like Channel 2. So she was like, she went from, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the C-dub all the way to the, But like she did her weather hit and we usually had the TV on in the background and all of a sudden all TVs in the building were showing the trade centers and they were like plane hit. And when you don't know how big the trade center is, we were immediately thinking Cessna because there's just a little hole, like a little plane.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that it was a, like a commercial air, they weren't saying that. They were like a plane has hit the trade centers and you're like, whoa, look at that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And there's just a little hole on the side and you're like, oh. Man, that sucks. And you couldn't imagine that it was a plane.
Yeah, that's what I remember. And it's foggy because it's been so long, and I was young. But I remember the teachers like kind of had the TV on because oh, what's going on? A plane hit the building, and then it was as it was on when the second plane came, and that's when all the kids saw it. And I remember that's
so
when
they brought
like,
a TV into your classroom.
They did we have one that I don't remember. I know we had one. I don't remember if there was one just in the room, like up on a mount, or if it.
Did they bring one into your first grade classroom?
Yeah, they wheeled it in. I don't remember watching it. I mostly remember coloring. But it was definitely on.
Yeah, okay. And I remember that's when it became like, oh, we're not doing lessons today. Like now this is
You out of the school?
No, I don't think we went home, but we didn't really do anything. And I think that was part of the confusion, and I don't blame the teachers because they don't know what to say. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how do you... counsel went home and it's kind of like I don't know what's going on, and our parents had obviously seen it, and just a lot of confusion is what I remember most.
I had a brother who was in the air at the time, and they like because he was flying from Denver to San Francisco, and when they landed in San Francisco they had them leave their belongings on the plane and sprint off the plane.
Wow.
And then he could not get back home. No planes flew for like 2 weeks, I think.
Wow.
I just read today. This is such a weird thing to talk about on the radio. And I don't know. I just read today there was one aircraft allowed to fly that day after the thing came down. Do you know what it was?
Is it not the president?
It's a non-commercial. It was a non-military. There was one non-military aircraft allowed to fly.
Who was it?
Anybody. Some dude somewhere got bit by a rare snake.
What?
And was going to die, but the anti-venom was somewhere else, and they'd already taken off, and they're like, set the plane down, and like, if we set this plane down, that guy's gonna die.
Whoa.
And so they let him.
So they put two jets on either side of that aircraft just to make sure they really went to where they said they were gonna go so that guy wouldn't die.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, I did not know that.
No. I just read that fact today. And you're just like, that dude remembers September 11th probably completely differently than the rest of us do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and the thing that I see every year and try to read every year is the voicemail.
The voicemail,
always. From Brian Sweeney. He's the voicemail.
I'm so terrible. I don't know what that is.
There's a voicemail, yeah. He was one of the passengers on the flight and he called his wife, Julie.
Yeah.
And basically said, hey, Jules, it's not looking good. I love you. I hope to see you again.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get back to being much more. I mean, honestly, I would love to open our text line if there's something you remember or you want to talk about. Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that Red Rocks does their firefighter stair climb every year.
They still do that?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? You go up and down Red Rocks as many times as it would take you to do the 110 stories?
I don't know exactly. You have to register to do it, and I would like to, but...
They do it on today.
Yeah.
So we missed it.
Starting at like 8:46, I believe.
When the thing happened.
Mm.
Can we make a commitment to do it next year?
Yeah. I'm so down.
Yeah.
Are there teams? Can we like build a team? Like
sure.
I know that's a full year from now, but I had no idea that happened because they used to do it like at the cash register building.
Oh, yeah.
But then you're actually climbing stairs. It's not pretty.
Mm.
Which is what the firefighters are trying. I understand.
It's not good enough for me.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.